All right. Well, I'm here with Lauren West, who has just small news today.
Just a little bit.
Did you honestly think that you would be sitting here as a jackpot winner one day?
No, I never thought I would. I have always dreamed about it, but deep down, I never really thought that it would happen.
So you have had just a few changes in your life recently. You bought a new house, or a new-to-you house, I should say, in the community of Redfield. And you were moving into your house recently. And can you tell me what happened that day or what you did that day?
So I moved into my house on Friday, October 26th, and the movers had just left. My son-in-law left. My sister came to help me unpack my boxes. And I was hungry. I was tired. I was over the moving. So I asked her. My car was full of stuff. So I asked her if I could, or if she would take me up to Casey's so that I could get some pizza and some coffee. And I thought, well, while I'm at it, you know, I may as well buy her coffee because she's driven up here to help me get this done. And while I was in there, I knew I wasn't going to get to anywhere else that day to get lottery tickets. So I said, and I'll take my lottery tickets. I want a Powerball with, a Mega with, and a Lotto America with, and got my tickets.
And those are the multipliers. You always had the multipliers. Okay.
Yep. And we went back out to her truck, and my purse was sitting on the floorboard of the truck, and I just kind of dropped the tickets, thinking I was dropping them in my purse. So.
And they ended up on the floorboard of the truck?
They did.
So this jackpot winning ticket almost, I don't know, got stuck on the bottom of your shoe or...
Yeah, so Sunday morning, a friend of mine, from Dexter, she had asked if I would let her dog out that morning because they were going to be gone. So I was on my way to let her dog out that morning and she texted me, "Did you win the lottery?" And, you know, it showed up, it was the message preview, and since I was driving, I wasn't going to text her back, and I called her, and I said, "I don't think I did," but I said, "My tickets are in my purse, and I'll check them when I get to your house," and I said, "If I won, I'm headed to Hawaii, and I'll leave a ticket here for you." So I got to her house, and let the dog out, and as I was leaving, I'll check my tickets real quick. And all I could find was old tickets. I couldn't find those tickets. And so I thought, they're at home in the moving mess. And on the way back, either my sister called me or I called my sister. And I said, "Somebody from Iowa won the lottery." I said, "They're splitting it." And she said, "Well, funny you should mention that. I found your tickets in my truck." And yeah. And I said, "Well, the Powerball's 4, I know that, Andrea told me that," and I said, "Go out and check my tickets." And she went out and she says, "Oh my God, Lauren, the Powerball's 4. And she said, "No," she said, "the Powerball is 4. And I think by this time I'd gotten home and I said, "Well, send me a picture of the ticket."
And where is your sister at this point?
She's in Winterset.
In Winterset, okay. Yeah, Winterset. Her house. Okay.
Yeah. And so she sent me a picture, and I went to ialottery.com.
Very good. Thank you for not going to some other bogus website.
Clicked on the "Did I Win?" and entered all my numbers, and I had the wrong date. So I fixed the date because it said, you know, no drawing on that date. I fixed the date, and... came up with this.
Jackpot! Word.
Yeah.
Awesome!
And I thought,
you did a screenshot.
Oh, I did all my numbers wrong again. So I kept going back and forth between the picture and the ialottery.com. And when I realized that I hadn't done my numbers wrong, I told my sister to get in her truck and get that ticket and get up here right now. And
bossy sister moment.
And I said, "And drive slow." And so her and I got off the phone and I called my daughter and I said, "I think I need you guys out here." And she says, "Why?
Is there a mouse?" Sorry.
This is the daughter who I'd been babysitting for. And I said, I think I won the lottery. And Yeah, okay, we'll be out in a little bit, she says.
Thinking you're kidding.
I said, I sent you a picture. And so it wasn't, but a few minutes later, she's calling me, you won the lottery. And so then I called my brother, Bill, and he's an attorney. I don't know if I called him before her or after her, but anyway, finally got a hold of him, and I said, I need a lawyer. And he asked why.
Good family connection to have.
And I said, I think I won the lottery. And, you know, nobody believed me.
And he laughed. I know, we hear this all the time from our winners.
He lives in California. It was 6-something in the morning there, so he wasn't in the mood for stories. And then here I am. He got a hold of Mark, and I've been working with the team since Monday. Well, actually, Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
But the day that we were in Redfield, because as you know, we, mm-hmm. you know, when something like this happens, we generally go to the store because we know media is going to go to the store, and we don't want them to be left on their own either. So the day that we were there making the announcement, mm-hmm. your daughter and son-in-law went? Is that right?
I sent them up to Casey's on a reconnaissance mission. So, and my son-in-law jumped out of the car, and you guys were there. And he said to somebody, did somebody here win the lottery? And they told him, we don't know yet, is what they told him. Well, he knew. And so after I left town, I drove by Casey's, and KCCI was setting up for all their interviews, and I just kind of watched them and smiled.
So you knew the whole time. That's awesome. Okay, tell me, if you wouldn't mind, about Callum and the Callum Foundation.
So Callum is my youngest daughter's son. He was born at 24 weeks, and he developed a brain hemorrhage, and he didn't live for more than a day. And so I've named the Callum Foundation after him. And the Callum Foundation is out there for small organizations or less fortunate people. My focus is the smaller organizations, people in need, like veterans and maybe animals, but it's not restricted to that. So we have a board set up that will go over the requests and decide what's in the best interest of the Callum Foundation and who we can help the best.
And Callum unfortunately passed away just in April.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. That's a beautiful legacy for him. The lives that will be touched by him. So thank
yes.
you for doing that. You know, I'm struck by the fact that you thought all that through. Where does that come from?
You know, when so the whole thing of knowing when to get the lawyer and start pulling together a team came from years and years of playing.
Daydreaming.
Once it finally happens, it's a whole new ball game. And then bring in some great people who have different perspectives on how it can play out. And, you know, Mark, each step of the way would recognize, okay, we need these people and these people. And Mark right away brought in Eileen mm-hmm. and her group, who had some great advice and had some knowledge from working with prior lottery winners.
Yeah.
So she was able to give some advice on setting up a foundation. And, you know, I already had areas that I wanted to give to, but I knew I wasn't restricted to just them, and
right.
that was it. I knew there would be future givings as well. So Eileen helped to provide some information on how a foundation would help with that as well.
And is it www.callumfoundation.org?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. I'll put that in the news release.
Yeah.
I think it's important to have that in there. But you've also talked about you might get a new car. Or you're going to get a new car?
Yeah. Currently, I drive a beat-up Ford Fiesta. People keep hitting it when I'm not even in it.
And, well, that's, I mean, if there's a time for it to be hit, that's not a bad time.
And,
so.
So it's got 142,000 miles on it, and I'm ready for an upgrade.
And it's going to the Fiesta, pasture in the sky, right?
No, I'll keep it.
You're still going to have it?
Yeah. It just, you know, I need a bigger car. Couldn't really afford a bigger car before, but need a bigger car to haul the grandchildren around. So I'm going to get a bigger car, and the Fiesta will stay with me as well. So when I just want to go get groceries, I can...
You can just take that. Yep. You've talked about going on vacation, too, doing some things like that.
You know, I love to travel, and there are probably going to be a few vacations that we take. I want to take my grandchildren at some point to Disney. And I have a few places in the country that I would like to go see and that I like to visit. But the timeline on that, I haven't decided.
It's your timeline. You can decide what you want to do. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What an incredible story.